It's time for volleyball. Fort Recovery Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at Parkway High School in Rockford, Ohio. We're about set to go with high school volleyball this evening. You're listening to WPGW in Portland, Indiana. On the FM side, 100.9. I don't know if the Reds game is over yet, but if not, it'll be over soon, and we'll be on all of our stations momentarily. And also, we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com again this evening. We welcome you to the broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery coming in with a record of 11-2 overall, 3-2 in the MAC. And Parkway is 7-10 overall and 0-5 in the MAC, so they're still looking for their first win. Fort Recovery out of the running in all essence for the conference championship, despite their 3-2 record. Coldwater's the only undefeated team in the conference at 5-0, and they play New Bremen tonight, who's 4-1, so that'll be a big, we'll watch for that score. That'll be a big matchup tonight between, once again, New Bremen and Coldwater. We'll be back with the start of the match, Fort Recovery and Parkway, right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Cooper Farms reminds you the Fort Recovery High School FFA is selling ready-to-cook 10 to 12-pound turkey roasts, perfect for your holiday meals. They're hand-packed in their own bag to seal in the flavor, and are white and dark meat without the bones. Each turkey roast costs $30. Order now from the Fort Recovery High School FFA by calling 419-375-4111. The sale deadline is October 11th. Support the Fort Recovery FFA, says Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The pickup date is November 2nd from the VOAG shop at Fort Recovery High School.
Well, Fort Recovery won the coin toss, so Kyle Wendell is serving first. It's a good serve. Here's Haley Hawk with a kill for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Haley is senior, a very fine player. She's a very fine athlete, actually. She helped their softball team to the great year they had last spring. So it's 1-0 Parkway in the lead. And now serving for the Lady Panthers here is Izzy Strunk. It's a good serve. A smash back by Paige Judy, and Paige gets the kill. Paige Judy with the kill, and that makes it tied up at 1-1. I'm Rob Weaver here with our studio producer Eric Catterly in the radio station, and Neil Spencer back at FortRecoveryRadio.com. First serve for Fort Recovery, or actually the second serve. Anna Kanapke, good serve. Haley Hawk dinks it over and got the kill. Second kill for Haley Hawk here early in the set, and it's 2-1, Parkway in the lead. Fort Recovery plays on Saturday. We'll have that varsity match. I think it's 11 o'clock for the varsity match on Saturday. There's a good serve by Parkway. The smash by Paige Judy, and she hits it out of bounds. Point Parkway. That was over the end line. Grace Rogers is serving here for Parkway, so give her the first service point of the night, and she will serve again. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery's Carly Stone. Here's the set for Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy got the kill. Cassidy Martin with the second kill of the evening for Fort Recovery, and her first. It's 3-2. Side out Fort Recovery. Alexis Bump will go back to serve now. Fort Recovery won the JV match 25-18, 25-11. They are 15-1 now in JV play this year. There's a block by Fort Recovery. Parkway free balls it over. The pass to the net. Ramo will set for Martin. Martin on the smash. Played by Parkway. Here's Haley Hawk. Two hands it over. Ramo will set for Carly Stone. Carly on the smash. Nice save there by Hawk. Back to Fort Recovery. Ramble sets again. Here's another smash by Cassidy Martin. Played and dug out by Parkway. Freeballing it over to Kyle Wendell on the back row to Maddie Ramble. Ramble quickly hits it over on the second hit, but Parkway plays it back to Fort Recovery. Ramble sets again. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. Give Maddie Ramble an assist. So that's the first kill of the evening for Carly Stone. Decent crowd on hand tonight for the folks here. There's a serve that's too long for Alexis Bupp and side out for Parkway. Haley Hawk will serve. It's a good one. And it's an ace serve. Haley Hawk's been quite a force so far here in this set early with two kills and an ace serve there. She'll serve again. 5-3, Parkway leading. Another good serve, and Ramble hits it over to Parkway. Here's Haley Hawk, blocked at the net, back to Hawk, two hands it over. Here's the pass to the net to Ramble, the smash by Carly Stone, and Parkway plays it, free balling it back over to the forts. Here's a smash by Carly again. Again, Parkway able to play it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill for Mackenzie Sipe, the libero here for Parkway. That was a deep hit, but went off of one of the Fort Recovery's hands and out of bounds. Haley Hawk will serve again. Good serve, and Fort Recovery can't return it. It's another point. Oh. Fort Recovery coach Chelsea Colleague has to be a bit concerned here. It's 7-3 in the first set, Parkway leading. Hawk again serving. Ramble sets for Cassidy Martin. And Cassidy gets a kill, and it's side out Fort Recovery. Second kill of the evening for Cassidy. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Next serve is underway. A volley going on here. And we got a hitting error called on Fort Recovery. Officials said that one of the Lady Indians carried the ball. So side out to Parkway. And going back to serve Mackenzie Sipe, and it's 8-4 now. Parkway leads by 4. Kyle Wendell will dig it out. Maddie Ramble to Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. That's her second kill of the evening. Of course, a very nice facility here at Parkway, fairly new school. Here's the serve by Fort Recovery. Maddie Ramble serving. Back over to Fort Recovery. Ramble digs it out. Kyle Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the smash, played by Parkway. And back over to Fort Recovery. There's a kill for Parkway's Bailey Bates. And it's 9-5 now. Side out Parkway. Fort Recovery can't get their serve going tonight. Serving here is Chris Kirby. Good serve. Maddie Ramble will set for Brooke Garkey, and Garkey, they say she was in the net. Brooke can't believe it. Point Parkway. Chris Kirby picks up a service point. It's 10-5. Here's the next serve. That's a good one. Kyle Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp on the smash. Parkway plays it. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Ramo will set for the outside hitter, Paige Fortkamp. A nice hit and dug out by Parkway by Chris Kirby, but it's out of bounds, so Fort Recovery gets the kill. Give Paige Fortkamp a kill there. Fort Recovery now serving. Here's a smash back to the Indians. Ramo will set for Paige Judy. Judy on the smash and hits it over the end line. And once again, we can't get our serve going. Side out, Parkway, 11-6 now. Parkway leading by 5. They have not won a conference match yet this year. They're playing well here early. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Forkamp, and Paige hits it into the net. Hitting error, side out, or I should say service point for Parkway. Bailey Bates is now serving. And this serve is too long as she makes a service error over the end line. So Fort Recovery's Kyle Wendell will go back to serve for the second time tonight. And a good serve and an ace serve for Kaya. Kaya Wendell with an ace serve that draws the Indians back to within 4 at 12-8. Fort Recovery football tomorrow night. Versailles at Fort Recovery. Big game for the Indians. They're all big from here on out. Indians are in 8th place in the computer rankings this week. And there's a kill for Parkway for Grace Swander. And once again, Fort Recovery cannot get a service going. Cannot string the points together. Oh, they wait. They called a violation or something and gave Fort Recovery the point. So take the kill away from Grace Swander. Give the point back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell serves again. Here's Wendell setting for Paige Judy. And Judy's going to be called on a double hit. Hitting error there. That gives the ball back to Parkway. It's 13-9. Parkway leads by 4. And it's a good serve. Here's Paige Forkamp dinking it over, but Parkway plays it. Haley Hawk on the smash, blocked by Fort Recovery. Another set, another smash, but into the net for Sydney Crouch of Parkway, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Paige Forkamp will go out. Hannah Kanapke will come in. And Hannah will do the serving now. You're listening again to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good serve by Hannah Kanapke. Hawk passes, gets it back. The hit by Haley Hawk. Fort Recovery's Kyle Wendell plays it. Here's a smash by Paige Judy. Parkway plays it again. Back over to Fort Recovery. In trouble. Free ball hit by Carly Stone. Gets back to Parkway. A set at the net for Parkway, and they hit it too long over the inline point, Fort Recovery. And Haley Kanapke picks up the service point to make it 13-11, and we're back to within 2 now after Parkway had a pretty nice lead there. Anna Kanapke serving, and Parkway's in trouble. They free ball it over. Paige Judy passing to Rammel. Rammel will set for Judy. Judy dinks it over and got the kill. Little dink hit there by Paige Judy. Makes it 13-12 now. Fort Recovery back to within 1 point. Anna Kanapke will serve again. It's a good serve. Haley Hawk will pass. Here's the set and the smash played by Kyle Wendell. Maddie Rammel sets for Paige Judy. Paige slams it down but hits it out of bounds. Right idea. She wanted to catch the sideline, but she didn't do it. So, service point, or I should say point for Parkway. Grace Rogers now serving for the second time tonight. And there's an ace serve for Grace as that went through the hands of Carly Stone. Grace Rogers serves again. Grace is only a sophomore. It's 15-12 now, Parkway by 3. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel to Cassidy Martin, and give Maddie Rammel another assist, and Cassidy Martin another kill. 15-13. Side out Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp will go back to serve now. Or yes, that's Alexis. I'm way up here in the rafters tonight. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel back over to Parkway. Here's the set for the Lady Panthers. Oh, nice save there by Hannah Kanapke. Kanapke will free ball it over. And it's at the net. Kanapke hits it back over. Here's Haley Hawk to Kaya Wendell. Wendell to Maddie Rammel, who sets for Cassidy Martin. And there's a block, I think, by Parkway. I believe that was Haley Hawk on the block. Makes it 16-13 now. Parkway by three. Haley Hawk will serve. Good serve. Maddie Rammel to Cassidy Martin. Martin on the smash. Haley Hawk hits it into the net. Hitting error. Point Fort Recovery. 16-14. Side out Lady Indians. Cassidy Martin will go back to serve now. It is a good serve by Cassidy. Dug out by Parkway to the net. Here's a smash and a kill. Sydney Crouch gets her first kill of the evening. That makes it 17-14. Coach Chelsea Colleagues just kind of hung in there. Has not called any timeouts. Parkway still in the lead. They've led this entire set. Good serve by Parkway. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey, and Brooke gets the kill. Now side out Fort Recovery. That's Brooke's first kill of the evening. Now back to serve is Maddie Rammel. It's a jump serve, good serve. And Parkway cannot make the return. Give Rammel a service point. For her tonight, that is her first service point. She's had a bunch of assists. Good serve by Rammel again. Here's the set. Oh, it's a deep hit by Haley Hawk. She gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell passing to Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. Stone on the smash. Parkway makes the return. Here's Rammel on another set. Another smash by Carly Stone. Parkway plays it again. Outside hit by Parkway. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Alexis Buff. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a little dink over. Parkway plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Stone passing to Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp free balls it over. Battles the net. And Fortkamp gets the kill. Fortkamp waiting right at the net. And the ball came right to her. So Paige has two kills. Give Rammel another service point. And it's now tied up 17-17. And it's out of bounds. Just out. Parkway picks up the point, and they now lead 18-17. Side out Parkway, and going back to serve now is Bailey Bates again. No, correction, Chris Kirby serving her second time. Here's Fortkamp, a smash, and got the kill. Way to go, Paige. Paige hit that right at whoever was on the back line there. They could not handle it. That makes it now 18-18. Carly Stone serving. And got the ace serve for Carly Stone. 19-18 Fort Recovery leads. That's our biggest lead of the night. We'll be back in a moment as Parkway calls timeout. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio here on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. We'll return in just a moment, right after we pause for this message from our friends at Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery leading 19-18 after we've trailed almost this entire set. Lady Indians in the lead. There's another serve by Carly Stone. It's a good one. Parkway, a smash at the net. Partially blocked by Brooke Garkey. Fort Recovery will put it back over. Paige Fortkamp. Now Parkway back to Fort Recovery. Rammel sets. Here's a smash by Brooke Garkey, and Brooke got the hit. Got the kill. Brooke Garkey with her second kill this evening. Now, wait a minute. The officials are talking. They might say that Brooke was in the net here. So, let's see. Officials are talking it over. They're going to say Brooke was in the net. Brooke Garkey in the net, so take that kill away. Tied up at 19-19 now. And it's a service error by Parkway. Boy, they missed an opportunity there. Bailey Betts hits it over the end line. Makes it 20-19 now. Fort Recovery has taken a one-point lead on a crucial part of the match here, crucial part of the set. And Kaya Wendell is serving. She is undoubtedly one of our best servers. Good serve. Haley Hawk passes. Here's the set and the smash and a kill for Parkway for Grace Swander. Swander getting her first kill of the evening. She just muscled that through Fort Recovery. Now serving is Izzy Strunk. They have a tie score again. And it's another service error. Boy, Parkway, you can't afford to do that. Maybe that's why they're 0-5 in the conference. They crucial errors at crucial times. Here's Hannah Kanapke serving for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve dug out by Parkway. The set. Haley Hawk on the smash. Gets it over. There's a set by Maddie Rammel. A smash by Cassidy Martin. And Parkway can't return it. I'm going to go ahead and give Cassidy a kill on that. 22-20. That's a big point there. Here's the next serve. Hannah Kanapke is serving for Fort Recovery. Here's a smash. There's the set by Rammel, and Paige Judy gets the kill. Give Rammel another assist, and Paige Judy with the kill. And Parkway calls another timeout. Timeouts here at Parkway High School in Rockford, Ohio. Fort Recovery right now has a 23-20 lead. We'll be right back.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time
for planting
trees,
after the game.
Shrubs, and perennials.
Rockin' with Rocker
as well
will
as
be
renovating your
at
grass for a green, lush lawn
with Rocker,
next spring.
8 o'clock tonight.
Nature's Green also
match.
Reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Anna Kanapke serves again. It's a good serve. Parkway back over. Stone to Rammel. Here's a smash by Cassidy Martin and a block for Parkway. I believe that was Sydney Crouch with the block. Makes it 23-21 now. Parkway, that was a big point there for Parkway. Otherwise, it would have been 24-20. Now Parkway still in this thing. Good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell. Rammel will set for Paige Judy on the deep hit, and Parkway's in trouble. They free ball it back, though. Here's Fort Recovery. Rammel setting for Cassidy Martin, and Martin did not get the kill. Parkway back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Rammel will set for Paige Judy, and she gets the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. And it's 24-21 now. Fort Recovery on the verge here of nailing down this first set after trailing much of the set. Alexis Buff will go back to serve the set points. Good serve. Haley Hawk passing to the net. Here's the hit. And it's a kill for Parkway. Hitting it through the block there was Sydney Crouch. 24-22. Parkway is still alive. Haley Hawk serving. Here's the good serve dug out by Fort Recovery to Rammel. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery back to Parkway. The set. Here comes the smash. A battle at the net. Parkway's in trouble. They free ball it over. Kyle Wendell passes to Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. And Carly got the kill, and that's it. Carly Stone with the kill. And that makes the score. Fort Recovery wins 25-22 over the Parkway Lady Panthers here in the first set. We'll be back with more in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this commercial break. Fort Recovery wins the first set 25-22.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Again, Susie, we want to remind you, pulled out a turkey coming up at 8 o'clock.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein, and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Parkway High School. MAC conference match here going on between Fort Recovery and Parkway. Parkway played very good in the first set but lost. Fort Recovery winning 25-22. Parkway has the first serve here. Here's Paige Judy on a smash. Played by Parkway. Haley Hawk hits it back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell digs it out. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp and a block. I think that was Grace Swander with the block. And Parkway picks up the points. Izzy Strunk, by the way, is serving here for Parkway. And there is an ace serve. Went off of Carly Stone as she's tried to dig it out. And the ball went way up in the air and off the scoreboard. And Fort Recovery couldn't play it. Ace serve for Strunk there. That's her first ace of the night. And she'll serve again. Izzy Strunk. A junior, good serve. Paige Judy passing to Rammel. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. And Martin gets the kill. Side out for recovery as Chris Kirby couldn't quite play that. Cassidy's having a nice night tonight with 5 kills so far. Here's Hannah Kanapke serving for Fort Recovery, number 21. It's a good serve dug out by Haley Hawk. To the net. Here's the dink over and a block by Cassidy Martin. That makes the score 2-2. Anna Kanapke will serve again. Good serve dug out by Parkway. They're in trouble, though. They just have to free ball it over. Kyle Wendell will dig it out. Here's Maddie Rammel. Going to be called for a hitting error. They say she carried the ball. She tried to sneak it over on the second hit there, and the official didn't like the way she used her hand. So 3-2, Parkway with the lead, and they have the side out. Serving now is Grace Swander, good serve. Here's Paige Judy on the smash. Parkway's in trouble, and they're going to call 4 hits, yes. 4 hits called there, and so Fort Recovery gets the points. side out. Here's Alexis Bupp going back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Bupp on the serve. It's to Haley Hawk, who passes to the net. Here's Hawk on the smash. Block. And Parkway hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery for Alexis Bupp. Makes it 4-3. Fort Recovery leads by one. Big week next week for Fort Recovery. Coldwater's one of the teams on the schedule next week. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, but Parkway nicely digs that out. That was a great dig there by Parkway's Bailey Bates. Here's Parkway freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. The set to Carly Stone, a smash. And there's Carly hitting it back over again. Parkway plays it. Haley Hawk back to Fort Recovery. Stone and another smash, a block. Parkway, or Fort Recovery plays it back to Parkway. Here's the set. Here's the smash. Kyle Wendell digs it out. Hannah Kanapke to Carly Stone. Stone two hands it over. Now Parkway back to Fort Recovery. What a volley here. Cassidy Martin dinks it over. Here's the set for Parkway. Haley Hawk on the smash, and Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Cassidy Martin free balls it over at the net. Here's Carly Stone getting the dink kill for Fort Recovery. Wow. That was a great volley there between the two teams. Another service point for Alexis Bupp. It's 5-3. That was a hard-fought point. And service error for Alexis as she hits it over the end line. And so Parkway will have it back, 5-4 now. Now serving for the Lady Panthers is Grace Rogers. It's a good serve dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Here's Carly Stone on the smash, and Parkway plays it. Haley Hawk back to Fort Recovery. Set for Rammel to Cassidy Martin. Played by Parkway at the net. They can't get it over. Point Fort Recovery. Side out Lady Indians, and now going back to serve is Kelsey Judy. Kelsey's had some very nice service opportunities this year. First serve is good. Dug out by the libero there, Mackenzie Sight. And they're going to call a hitting error. Yep, double hit on Parkway. Service point for Kelsey Judy. 7-4 now. Lady Indians leading by three. So this is where they could get some breathing room here if they can get just a few points. Here's Parkway battling, and Brooke Garkey gets a kill. That could have been considered as a block, but I'm going to go ahead and give her a kill. 8-4. 4-point lead here for Fort Recovery. Another good serve by Kelsey Judy, and Parkway can't return it. McKenna Johnson just couldn't get the ball where she wanted it to go. And another service point for Kelsey Judy. And all of a sudden, it's 9-4. And it's close to an ace serve, but Haley Hawk saved it. And now there's a smash into the net. Another service point for Fort Recovery. And Parkway wants to call timeout. Timeout on the court as the Parkway Lady Panthers all of a sudden here falling behind 10-4 to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back right after we pause for this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, as I said a moment ago, if Kelsey can get a nice run, and she's done that, serving four straight points here to bump the lead up to 10-4. And another serve here for Kelsey Judy. Bounces the ball. Here it comes. Haley Hawk passing to the net. The set and the smash. And they say it's out of bounds. Boy, that was close. That's a pretty nice hit there by Sidney Crouch, but just a little bit too long. And another service point for Kelsey Judy. Here's Kelsey's serve again. Haley Hawk passing to the net. Back to Hawk, who will two-hand it over. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Two-handing it over is Maddie Ramel, and she almost got the kill, and she did. We're going to go ahead and give Maddie a kill on that. Parkway can't return it. It's 12-4, and another service point for Kelsey Judy. She is making this a runaway set here. It's 12-4 now. Judy serves again. Haley Hawk passing to the net to Grace Rogers. Back to Hawk. Hawk on the smash. Fort Recovery will set. Carly Stone hits it over. Hawk passing to Rogers. Here's the hit back over by Sophie Miller. Fort Recovery can't save it. Anna Kanapke tried to free ball it over, and instead she hit a line drive right into the net. And that finally breaks the Kelsey Judy serve there and makes a 12-5 side out. Parkway and Haley Hawk will be serving. Carly Stone, she gets it back and on the hit. And Hawk tries to dig it out but hits it out of bounds. Give Carly Stone a kill. Side out Fort Recovery. It's 13-5 now. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-22. The junior varsity won also tonight for Fort Recovery, 25-18, 25-11. As there's a service error for Fort Recovery. Into the net, I think that was Maddie Ramel. So back to serve now for Parkway is Mackenzie Sipe. Side out Lady Panthers. Fort Recovery leading 13-6 here in this second set after winning the first set. Paige Fortkamp on a smash, played by Chris Kirby. Back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell digs it out to Ramel. Here's a smash by Fortkamp again. Kirby passing to the net. Here's a smash by Parkway. Kyle Wendell passing to Paige Fortkamp, who hits it over. Parkway sets it, dinks it over. Kyle Wendell digs it out. Here's Carly Stone down the sideline, but Parkway plays it. Now back to Fort Recovery. Ramel will set for Stone, and Stone hits it through a block and got the kill. Carly Stone picks up her 2-4-6th kill of the evening. It's 14-6 now, and Carly Stone will be serving. It's a good serve by Carly. Here's the smash by Parkway. Kyle Wendell saves it, just gets it over the net. Here's another smash by Parkway, blocked by Brooke Garkey. A point for Fort Recovery. 15-6 now. Carly Stone serving. Dug out by Parkway. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Ramel will set for Brooke Garkey. Garkey goes to the opposite side and finds the open spot. Brooke Garkey with the kill. And that makes the score now. 16-6, Fort Recovery by 10. And once again, the Parkway Lady Panthers call timeout. We'll be back in a moment here at Parkway High School in Rockford, Ohio, right after we pause for this message from our friends at Nature's Grain.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds
you. Want to remind you, Rockin' with Rocker coming up at 8 o'clock trees, right after the volleyball game tonight. Rockin' with Rocker coming up at 8 o'clock tonight.
Green lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planning your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Carly Stone will continue her service. There's a good serve to the net. There's the smash and a block by Brooke Garkey again. Second in a row, well, not in a row, I guess, but second block here recently by Brooke Garkey. Makes it 17-6. Carly Stone serving. It's a short serve dug out by Parkway. They free ball it over. Kyle Wendell to Ramel. Ramel sets for Paige Judy, and Paige slams it down on the Parkway side. Give Paige Judy a kill. That is number 5 for her tonight. Another service point for Carly Stone. Carly serves again. Dug out by Parkway.
Here's the hit back over to Kyle Wendell, and Wendell goes to Rammel. Rammel will set for Paige Fortkamp, and Fortkamp gets the kill. And this set has been all Fort Recovery. It's now 19-6. Carly Stone picks up another service point, another good serve by Carly. Hitting it back to the back line to Carly Stone, passing to Rammel. Rammel sets for Brooke Garkey. Garkey on the hit, played by Parkway. Back over to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone will pass to Paige Judy. And Judy did not get the kill. They said it was out. Boy, that was close. Side out. Parkway, so that ends the Carly Stone serve. But we're ahead 19-7 now here in the second set. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-22. Here's the serve by Parkway, dug out by Paige Judy. To Rammel, back to Judy. Judy on the smash, can't get the kill. Parkway hits it back to Fort Recovery and got the kill. That was Grace Swander with the kill there. Service point for Chris Kirby. Chris will go back and serve again. 19-8, Fort Recovery leads here against Parkway. A net serve, but Fort Recovery plays it. Here's Brooke Garkey getting a kill for Fort Recovery. Brooke Garkey with the kill. 20-8. Kaya Wendell on the serve. It's a good one. Parkway hits it back, but over the end line, hitting air by Bailey Bates as she hits it across the end line. A service point for Kyle Wendell. Kyle's not had a lot of service points tonight. She's had one ace. And there is one of her few service errors as she hits it into the net. 21-8 now. Parkway back to within 21-9, I should say. Parkway back to within 12. Now going back to serve for the Lady Panthers is Izzy Strunk. It's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone to the net. Here's a hit by Paige Fortkamp, and she gets the kill and give Maddie Rammel another assist. That is kill number 5 for Paige Fortkamp on the evening here in 2 sets so far. And Hannah Kanapke will go back to serve. She has the capability to run in this set out here. Her serve is... I knew I shouldn't have said that. Service error for Hannah Kanapke. Out of bounds along the sideline. So point Parkway. And now going back to serve for Parkway's Grace Swander. 22-10. Well, Recovery still comfortably in the lead. Good serve. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. And Cassidy gets the kill. That's kill number 6 for Cassidy Martin. A lot of kills being spread out pretty evenly here among the Lady Indians. Alexis Bupp now serving for Fort Recovery, 23-10. It's a good serve dug out by Haley Hawk. Hawk hits it back over. Kyle Wendell on a nice save. Hannah Kanapke free balls it back to Parkway, and Parkway can't make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Anna a kill on that. Although that was kind of a lucky point for Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp is serving. Another serve. Haley Hawk passing to the net. Here's the smash. Oh, Kaya Wendell. Great dig. Carly Stone, two hands it back to Parkway. Here's Haley Hawk on the smash. Wendell digs it out again. Here's Cassidy Martin on the dink over. The set for Parkway. Haley Hawk smashing. Wendell digs it out, but this time... she can't get it to a teammate, so give Haley Hawk a kill. That is her third kill of the evening. Side out Parkway. It's now 24-11. Now serving for Parkway is Grace Rogers. This set really is over with, but all over but the final score. Good serve. Here's Carly Stone on the smash. Parkway will set to Haley Hawk, who can't get it over. And it's over. 25-11. Fort Recovery wins the second set. They won the first set in a struggle, really, 25-22. And here in the second set, it was no struggle as Fort Recovery Kelsey Judy kind of set the tone there, had a big run of several service points in a row, and Parkway could not recover. Fort Recovery, 25-22, 25-11 victory so far. One more set to go. We'll go with the third set coming up here in just a moment on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Knute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keel. And you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast.
We want to invite you to stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio after the volleyball match coming up at 8 o'clock. Rockin' with Rocker.
His experience for the kids involved.
Era tonight is 1976. So players, coaches, and fans. A lot of good music from 76 and much more than a whole lot of other years and lots of things going on. Rockin' with Rocker tonight.
Good luck to both
right after,
remember,
well, not right after the game. But
hi, this
at
is
8 o'clock,
Calp Pharmacy,
right here on Fort Recovery Radio, Rockin' with Rocker, 8 o'clock.
To play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Calp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Calp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're underway here, and Paige Judy just got a block for Fort Recovery to give us our first points. Kyle Wendell serving. And it's now 1-0. Good serve by Kaya again. Here's Haley Hawk on the smash. Kyle Wendell digs it out. Boy, is she good at that. Paige Judy on the smash, played by Parkway. Haley Hawk passing to the outside hitter. In that case, it was Chris Kirby. Fort Recovery plays it. Paige Forkamp back and got the kill. Paige Forkamp right on the line. And for her, that is kill number 6. Forkamp has 6 kills. Cassidy Martin with 6 kills. Carly Stone with 6 kills. Paige Judy has 5 kills. And 4 kills for Brooke Garkey. So a nice team offensive effort tonight. There's Paige Judy. Miss hit that one. Into the net. Side out to Parkway. 2-1 now. Parkway trailing by 1 and has the serve. Going in to serve is Izzy Strunk. So again, Izzy is a junior. Pretty young Parkway team. Haley Hawks a senior. Mackenzie Sipe is a senior. And Sydney Crouch is a senior. Good serve by Parkway. Back to Parkway. Here's the set. Haley Hawk on the dink over. Can't get the kill. Kyle Wendell will set for Paige Judy, who smashes, and it's out of bounds. So point for Parkway. Izzy Strunk will serve again. 2-2. We're all tied. Strunk to Carly Stone. Digs it out. Rammel sets for Stone. A deep hit played by Parkway. Here's the hit back over by the Lady Panthers. Back to Fort Recovery again. Rammel will set. Here's the smash. Paige Judy, or Paige Forkamp, rather. And she hits it out of bounds. Point for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Izzy Strunk will serve again. And it's too long. Carly Stone thought about playing that, and thank goodness she did. Service error for Izzy Strunk. And Fort Recovery will have side out. Hannikin Apke will go back to serve. We're in the third set. We're tied at 3-3. Fort Recovery's won the first two sets. Again, the Fort Recovery JV, they won tonight. They're 15-1 on the year. There's a smash by Parkway. And a kill for Sydney Crouch. Her third kill of the evening. It's 4-3. Now serving for Parkway is Grace Rogers, and she has a service error into the net. For Recovery's Alexis Bupp goes back to serve. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Haley Hawk will pass it off. Here's a smash and a block by Carly Stone and a kill. Makes it now 5-4. Lady Indians leading by one here. Good serve by Alexis Bupp. And Apke saves it to Kyle Wendell, who just dinks it over there. Here's Haley Hawk on a hit. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Back to Fort Recovery. Lady Indians keeping it alive. Oh, what a nice play by Kyle Wendell on an off-balance shot. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Stone on the smash, and Stone gets the kill. Carly's seventh kill now of the evening to make it 6-4. Another service point there for Alexis Bupps. She serves again. Dug out by Mackenzie Sight. Here's Haley Hawk on a smash, and she gets the kill. Haley Hawk with her fourth kill of the evening. And it's 6-5. And Haley Hawk will go back to serve now on side out. Haley's serve is good. Dug out by Alexis Bupp to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. And Parkway keeps it alive. And a block at the net by Cassidy Rammel. Parkway keeps it alive. And hitting it out of bounds was Parkway's McKenna Johnson down the sideline. Point for Recovery. Side out Lady Indians. Cassidy Martin will go back to serve now. Nope, she's going out. It's going to be Kelsey Judy coming in to serve. Kelsey had a very nice run of 6 points there in the second set. So see if she can do the same thing here. Good serve. Hawk digs it out. There's a deep hit by Chris Kirby just to keep it alive. Carly Stone free balls it over. Parkway can't play it. Oh, my. Carly got lucky on that one. 8-5 now, Lady Indians leading by 3. Give another service point to Miss Kelsey. Kelsey Judy serving again, and this time a service error into the nets. Going back to serve now for Parkway's their libero, Mackenzie Sight. One of the seniors in the lineup. She serves, dug out by Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy sets for Brooke Garkey, and Garkey with the kill. Give Kelsey Judy the assists. And for Brooke Garkey, that's now kill number 5 there. Now serving for Fort Recovery is Maddie Rammel. It's a good serve. To Haley Hawk. Hawk passing to the net. Here's the smash. Kyle Wendell plays it. Rammel will set for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the smash. A nice dig by Haley Hawk. A battle at the net. And Parkway can't play it. Full Recovery picks up another point. 10-6. Maddie Rammel serves again. Dug out by Haley Hawk. Here's the pass, and now the free ball over. Rammel will set. A smash by Carly Stone, played by Chris Kirby on the back line. Hitting it over there was Grace Swander. Rammel free balls it back to Parkway. Here's the set. Outside hit. And a kill for Parkway's Bailey Bates. her second kill of the night, and that makes it 10-7. Side out Parkway, and going back to service, Chris Kirby. Good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell. Maddie Ramo will pass off to Brooke Garkey, and Brooke slams it down for the kill. Side out for recovery. 11-7 now, Lady Indians. So far moving right along here. Good serve by Carly Stone. Parkway in trouble, but they get it over. Now Brooke Garkey hits it back on the back line. Played by Kirby. Free balling it over is Grace Swander. Ramo will set for Paige Judy. Judy close to getting into the net there, but does not. Now there's a block by Brooke Garkey. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. Carly Stone will serve now again. Good serve. Hit back to Fort Recovery and off Maddie Ramble's fingertips and out of bounds. Kill for Parkway. I believe that was Grace Swander with the kill. 12-8 now, Parkway side out. Now serving for the Lady Panthers, Bailey Bates. Fort Recovery leads by four here. They won the first two sets, so we're ahead 2-0. Paige Judy on the smash and gets the kill off the hands of Bailey Bates. First kill by Paige in a while, but she has 6 on the night. She was very active early. Here's Kaya Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery on the side out. To Haley Hawk, who passes to the net. Back to Hawk. Hawk on the smash, and she got the kill. That gives Haley kill number 5 this evening. Side out Parkway. 13-9. Parkway still hanging in there in this third set. Izzy Strunk will go back to serve now for Parkway. Dug out by Paige Judy to the net. Ramo will set for Cassidy Martin, and Martin gets the kill. Kill number 7 for Cassidy Martin. Side out Fort Recovery. Again, a big match tonight. New Bremen and Coldwater. Coldwater the only unbeaten left in the league. And if New Bremen wants any chance of winning the league, they need to win that match tonight. So that ought to be a great match. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Paige Judy on the smash. Oh, nice play there by Chris Kirby. Back to Fort Recovery. Ramo will set for Cassidy Martin, and Martin hits it over the end line. Hitting error for Cassidy Martin. That will bring Grace Rogers back to serve now for Parkway. 14-10, a 4-point lead here for Fort Recovery in the third set. Again, we won the first two sets, 25-22 and 25-11. There's a smash by Paige Judy. There's the kill. Cross court hits. Paige Judy with her 7th kill this evening. And she will go out and take a rest. And then coming to serve is Alexis Bupp. Good serve by Bupp to Haley Hawk. In the middle it goes. Hit there by Sydney Crouch. Fort Recovery plays it. Carly Stone on the smash. Parkway keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Ramo sets for Cassidy Martin. A deep hit. Parkway plays it. Here's Haley Hawk. A block. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Give Cassidy Martin a block there on that one. 16-10, and Parkway wants time as Fort Recovery has taken a 6-point lead here, getting to be fairly late in this third set. We'll be back with more in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this message from our friends at Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the
again, we want to remind you, Rockin' with Rocker coming
Anderson,
up at 8 o'clock.
Anderson
after the volleyball game, 8 o'clock, Rockin' with Rocker.
Nature,
feature year is 1976.
See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, this is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Full Recovery plays on Saturday at home, and we'll have that match for you. I think it's 11 o'clock tip for the varsity match. We'll have that for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday. Good serve by Fort Recovery, a smash. And they're going to say four hits on Parkway. So Alexis Bupp will serve again. She's had a nice service night tonight. Haley Hawk will pass it off. Hawk gets it back, a block. Hawk back over to Fort Recovery. Rammel hits it back on the second hit. Parkway will set it. Here's the hit back over and out of bounds. Too much muscle for Sydney Crouch. Fort Recovery. Oh, you've got to be kidding. The flagman said that was in. You have got to be kidding. Sorry, folks. That was a bad call. Haley Hawk serving now for Parkway. Here's Cassidy Martin getting the kill. Kill number 8 for Cassidy Martin. That makes it now 18 to 11. And Kelsey Judy will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 7 points away from a match victory tonight over Parkway. Parkway has not won a conference match yet this year. They're 0-5. But they played pretty well at times tonight. Shows you how tough this league is. And there's a kill for Parkway's Bailey Bates. Fort Recovery could not play that. That's the third kill of the evening for Bates. And it's 18-12. Side out Parkway. Chris Kirby will serve. And she mishits it into the net. Service error for Parkway. Point Fort Recovery. Boy. Again, crucial errors like that just really hurt you. And Fort Recovery says thank you very much. 19-12. Fort Recovery by 7. Here's Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel serving. Smash. And Fort Recovery gets a block. And I'm not sure who that was. They give Maddie Rammel another service point. Another timeout for the Parkway Lady Panthers as they now trail 20-12 here in this third set. We'll return in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after this message.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Now coming in to serve now for, or continuing to serve for Fort Recovery, is Maddie Rammel. 20-12, Lady Indians by 8. Here in the third set, we lead 2-0. About ready to wrap this match up. Back to Fort Recovery. Judy will set for Paige Fortkamp, who dinks it over. Parkway saves it. Another set by Judy. This time it's Carly Stone on the smash. Can't get the kill. Back over to Fort Recovery. A battle at the net. Carly Stone digs it out. Here's the set. Brooke Garkey, little two-hand shove over. Parkway keeps it alive. There's Carly Stone hitting it back to Parkway. Now here's the smash, a battle at the net, and Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy gets it over. Here's the hit by Parkway, it's out of bounds. Hitting error by Parkway gives Fort Recovery the point. And that now makes it 21-12, Fort Recovery with a comfortable lead here in the third set. Here's a smash by Parkway, played by Kelsey Judy. Maddie Rammel sets for Carly Stone, and Stone gets the kill. Kill number 9 for Carly. Come on, Carly, getting that double figures tonight. 22-12. 10-point lead here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Here's a miss hit by Parkway and a service ace for Fort Recovery's Maddie Rammel. 23-12 now. Another serve dug out by Haley Hawk. Here's the set. The deep hit by Bailey Bates. Kelsey Judy will set for Brooke Garkey, played nicely by Haley Hawk. Back to Fort Recovery. Judy will set again. That's Kelsey Judy. Smashed by Carly Stone, but there's a block, I believe, by Grace Swander. And it's 23-13 now. Parkway barely staying alive here. Going back to serve now is Chris Kirby. It's a good serve by Kirby. Here's the set for Judy to by Judy to Carly Stone, and Stone gets the kill. There's kill number 10 for Carly. Way to go, Carly. Ring the bell for Carly Stone. Here's the match point, 24-13. And an ace serve for Carly Stone, and that's over. 25-13 is the final. Ace serve for Carly Stone. Wraps it up, 25-13. Fort Recovery wins the match, 25-22, 25-11, and 25-13. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment. Thanks to Mr. Matt Triplets, the athletic director here at Parkway High School, who used to, of course, be the principal over at Fort Recovery, for his help in our broadcast accommodations. I'll be back. Fort Recovery goes to 12-2 on the campaign. Parkway drops to 7-11. Fort Recovery's JV team is 15-1 as they also won tonight. We'll return in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Back here at Parkway High School, let's wrap it up, give you the unofficial stats for Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp had 7 service points tonight. Paige Judy had 7 kills and 1 block. Brooke Garkey with 6 kills this evening and 3 blocks. Kaya Wendell had 4 service points, including an ace. Maddie Rammel had 6 service points, including an ace and 1 kill and a whole bunch of assists. Cassidy Martin had 8 kills and 2 blocks this evening. Another fine performance by Cassidy. Hannah Kanapke with 4 service points and 1 kill. Paige Fortkamp had 6 kills on the night. Kelsey Judy with 7 service points. Carly Stone had 10 kills to lead the team in that category. She also had 7 service points, including 2 aces, including the very last point to wrap it up. And she also had 1 block on the night. For Parkway, unofficially, Chris Kirby had 2 service points. Mackenzie Sipe had a kill. Izzy Strunk had 4 service points, including an ace. Bailey Bates had 3 kills and a service point. Grace Swander had a total of 3 kills and 2 blocks for Grace Swander. Grace Rogers had 2 service points, including an ace. Sydney Crouch with 3 service points and a block. And Haley Hawk, the nice senior, had 5 kills and 3 service points, including an ace and 1 block for Haley Hawk. Again, Haley Hawk led the team in kills with 5 kills tonight. Fort Recovery's Carly Stone led the Indians in kills with 10 kills tonight. And again, really excellent balance for Fort Recovery in the hitting. 10 kills for Carly, 7 for Paige Judy, 6 kills for Brooke Garkey, 8 kills for Cassidy Martin and 6 kills for Paige Fortkamp. You can't get any more balanced than that. That's going to wrap it up for us this evening. Again, we'll be back at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Saturday for the match on Saturday. That'll be about 11 o'clock start time for that. So for our friends of our sponsors, you folks heard in the broadcast tonight for FortRecoveryRadio.com and for PG14 J Country 101, our studio producers, Eric Catterly in Portland at the radio station, Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight, everybody.
During this coverage,
sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.